Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Happy evening.
Yes.
Where's the beginning and the end of the evening?
Listen, don't ask me about time because I can't find any right now. It's too bizarre for me.
It's kind of it's a plastic, movable thing.
Well, it's either we're sitting in 1 minute forever or else all of a sudden time is just gone. So it's like, what?
It's supposed to be that way. We're supposed to be able to manipulate it as we wish, right?
That's always been my philosophy. I'm still, you know, put me in a car and I can do it, but, you know.
Well, your body's your car.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, tonight's topic, breakdowns and breakthroughs, the end of the old and the beginning of the new in relationships, jobs, health, beliefs, our world, love, everything.
Is that all?
Yeah, and this is a breakthrough month, and although it can be challenging, the opportunities to release the old and move into the new are huge. So, you know, what's really interesting is I'll be given what it is we're supposed to do, and then everything comes in to support it, and I'm always fascinated the way it all lines up, and I kind of sit here and, you know, by the time we actually go on air, I'm giggling about how this all happened. So
it's the last 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, well, no, not quite, but close in the last couple of hours. A great piece on fear here. It's not very long, but it's really, since whenever things are changing, that's where we go is to fear. Because we all are afraid of change.
Yeah, well, and what do people hang on to? I think that's where the fear is really promoted.
They hold on to the known, and it doesn't matter how bad it is, it's the known.
Right.
So they
hang on with their belly button.
Is that what they hang on with? Oh, interesting. Well, remind me not to get my belly button pierced. Okay, so this comes from Reconnections. It certainly looks like fear is the number one hot topic these days. So many people are talking and writing about the rapid changes now underway in our world. And the humans can be very dualistic in our approach to change, can't we? On one side of our being, we long for change, we beg for it, and on another side of it, we fear and resist it with all our might. Those who don't notice dualism in themselves can readily see it reflected in the world around them. But do we own these reflections as self, or do we scoff at those who stumble and remark, better you than me? Reconnections brings us a brief message about change in our world at this important time. Those who are logged, coupled with expiration, let's see, hold on a second. Those who are logged into their vibration may find comfort in it, coupled with an exhortation to feel the fear so we can all move past it into the next levels of our journey. The watchword here is, if you can't feel it, you can't heal it.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Reminds me of Frasier. Feeling is very much a part of the process. This is a channeling, and this is reconnections.com, I believe. Hold on a second. I don't want to... This did not go out with our stuff. It's reconnections.net. And the phase of ascension through which many of you are passing at this time deals primarily with the identification and elimination of fears and doubts, which were designed to hold you in stasis while you completed your studies and explorations in the world of form. I love this. So, these elements, which some have referred to as dark forces or the powers that be, are like seat belts that a person might wear on a ride in an amusement park. They are meant to have power over you only while the machine is in motion. When the experience is over, you will be instructed to remove the belt so you can exit the ride. There are many among you who now proclaim, this is it, the time of destruction is upon us. Though there are universes where destruction is taking place, the reality context in which you read this transmission presently has other things in mind. Primarily, we're referring to the systematic release of fears and limitation dogma, which are no longer required to keep you solidified within your 3D format of living. As we've mentioned several times before, the big three grounding forces which are being used to keep your adventurous spirits in check are health, relationships, and finances.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Whenever you're in a danger of coming on too soon into full remembrance, your universe will manifest people and situations to remind you that you are here, in capital letters, and you are still human. The recent upsets you've experienced in government and world economic markets is a direct reflection of those messages. Those who are getting too expanded too fast are assisted in their evolution as the self-designed seatbelts bring them firmly back into current 3D focus. Those who are ready to transcend these restraints will allow fear, doubt, shame, and regret to become springboards, launching them far beyond worldly concern and hesitation. When comforted by your greatest fears during this important time, it's important not, capital letters, to get overly tied up in processes of self-protection, negotiation, or blind speculation about various calamities that may be coming your way. As we mentioned in detail during our very first transmission to you, there is no one out there who's plotting against you to bring you down. Whatever comes your way is for purposes of growth and remembrance. These operations are self-designed and initiated, even if they don't always feel that way. Stand firm, be confident. This too shall pass. You shall be victorious, my friends, regardless of how your 3D lenses sometimes bend and distort its image. We are here for you, reach for us, and we will respond in whatever form and embodiment you require. Be patient as you do this, because energy that is set forth as a demand is harder to penetrate and transmute. Be clear about your desires, then relax and let your magical manifesting mind do its job. In such an environment, you will readily feel our presence and influence. You are so much more than you think you are, as all are we all. Learn also to nurture a spirit of gratitude as you go along. You will find that it makes an excellent frosting for the very substantial cake that is now being baked in your honor. Enjoy.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I thought that was absolutely powerful, powerful, powerful. Marie, a dear friend Marie, sent that to me, and I also, because I also get them directly, but I thank you, Marie, because this was, when I get it twice, I went, ah, okay, better read this.
So there's a lot of very interesting things in that, but I was thinking about the blind speculation about various calamities. That's something you have to keep, we kind of circle around those conversations over and over again.
Yes, well, we were just having a conversation, everyone, about some of this stuff. So the energy of March is so powerful, and I'm just going to read just an excerpt here from Solaris Surf Report. I did send that one out with the announcement for the show. Hopefully you've read it. If not, print it out and read it, guys. Her website, NVisible, letter NVisible.com. March begins with a feeling that something new and very exciting is on the near horizon, and it is. Although our full effort is required in everything we do, we don't have to force anything to happen, for it will definitely and easily happen by itself when things click into the right position. This will happen when we fully merge as true ones and reach the major intersection of right time, right place. This month will be full of lots of activity. Many of us have an impossible workload to achieve, yet we simply cannot allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by it. Just do what you can, little by little. Because so much is in the midst of dramatic change, the surf will be extremely choppy at this time. This will chop up our activities. We will start on one task only to be constantly. We're all going through this, so we're laughing.
Sounds familiar, yeah.
Yes, constantly interrupted. This requires us to develop new fluidity where we can skip from job to job without losing our focus.
The whole world is becoming a Gemini.
I guess it is. We all need to look for where we are misplacing our energy. This means that we really need to step out of any relationships that are dysfunctional or jobs that are crushing us. We must reorganize our priorities and put what really matters to us at the top of the list. March will be full of both breakdowns and breakthroughs. Many people, situations, businesses, financial institutions, governments, unfulfilling relationships, and old beliefs are reaching their breaking point. We need to be careful that we don't try to hold on to anything that is obviously falling apart. And I can tell you that one myself. Everything is on the line. What we do now is creating our future. Let's be careful to create the one that we most want and truly desire. If we align ourselves with what we most want, this is exactly what we will get. Everything is possible. The fulfillment of our wildest dreams is now possible. We're moving into an absolutely new level that requires a totally new level of commitment. It's time to make decisive plans on how to get into our new lives. What do we need to do on a practical level to get from here to there? And at the same time, we need to be constantly open to change and the unexpected. Boy, is that true. Our express trains into the new are going through a new phase. During this time, some passengers who've been traveling with us for a long time will get off. This is their decision, and they may or may not reappear later. Also, some people who jumped off our trains a while ago will be leaping back on, as well as lots of new kindred people. As soon as this happens, the express trains will speed up again, traveling on the fast track into the new and true. March is a month of huge breakthroughs. A lot of men will wake up and step forward as true men. Some of our one true loves will come in. It will be a super busy month with lots of activity. The timing mechanism will be activated, turning on green lights and helping us make new connections. The tides will turn and the incoming tides of the new will become stronger. March represents a major turning point, a month full of sweeping change and massive breakthroughs. We're at the beginning of a phase of nothing will ever be the same. From now through June, Lord, things will move quickly with numerous shifts of almost everything we've known before. Our whole life as we've known it can dramatically change in an instant. So.
Well, that's comforting.
Oh, isn't it? Well,
In some ways, it really is, actually.
I'm sorry?
In some ways, it really is.
It is. There's just a little bit more here that during this time, many things that haven't been right for a very long time are coming up to the surface to be removed from our personal matrixes. Anything that lacks integrity is being shown to us so that we can clean it up. Any situations which we misuse our energy are being revealed. Any of our actions that are initiated by our ego-driven self rather than by a true core being are becoming glaringly obvious. Any of our resistances to fully embodying who we truly are coming out of their hiding places so we can finally decisively and exuate, I have no idea what that word is, them away once and for all. Some of us are so busy that it feels like we no longer exist as a person. We feel blank rather than empty. This is all part of the massive expansion process into true ones that we are going through right now. Sometimes it feels as though we are no longer a person or that the personal no longer exists. But this isn't really true. When we reach Mua, which is, you know, whatever name she uses for that, the new world, I'm certain, we will regain our personal lives on a totally new level and we will experience the fulfillment of our wildest dreams. If we aren't putting what we truly want in top position as our highest priority, then we have to take a clear, penetrating look at what is holding us back. Where are my resistances? How do I self-sabotage? Why do I continue to doubt what I know to be true? Once we find these things, let's erase them out of our matrix. And by the way, spring equinox, which I thought was so interesting, March 20th, is at 4:44 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Thought that was very interesting. So we're in the midst of huge change. I know everybody's feeling it one way or another. I know I'm no exception. I know you're not, Veronica. We're all dealing with this in the best way that we know how. I know all of you listening out there are, you know, unfortunately, lots of uncertainty, and it's really, really, really important that, and Veronica asked me to talk about this tonight because we were talking earlier about some things that I am going to share with you that are more of a global issue, but really coming to the surface right now through some people I know very well. And it was a real shocker, and it once again brought up how much we living in the United States live in a bubble, and we do. And it has been a created bubble to keep us from really knowing what's going on. And what was interesting in our conversation, Veronica's and mine, is Veronica mentioned that even Canadians have always been afraid of the U.S. You called us Big Brother, didn't you?
Yes.
And
we were taught as little kids in school that America owned us.
Oh, my Lord.
65% of us at the time. Of course, that was 100 years ago, but, you know.
Well, unfortunately, America, under the previous administrations, and I won't only fault the Bush administration here, but under previous administrations, has certainly instituted a lot of things that were designed, not for the highest good of all involved. And I think in many ways they've had a heavy hand. As a country, I don't think we used to be quite like this, but we certainly have become like this. We're not highly thought of in the world, and it's really, it's a shame, and it's something that as Americans we really don't understand. We think of it in relationship to what's going on in Iraq, possibly even Vietnam, but I don't think that we really recognize how broad the reach is of this country, and especially in the financial arenas. With these sweeping changes with March, and I had a conversation last night and tonight with some people I'm very close to who work with us, who are very global, and they're involved in a country where they're trying to make a difference on a business level. And interestingly enough, this country is, if you had to rate third world countries, they're way down the total pole on third world. And the World Bank is in there right now, and the World Bank generally comes in when a country is just emerging out of catastrophe or domination, especially by rebel forces, etc. And so this man went in there to do something in the country, to do it with integrity, and it has to do with logging. And in the logging industry, those who have been in the industry, this particular man, it's something that his family did before him. In our rainforest, those that are real loggers go in. They take down some trees. They're constantly replacing the trees that are taken down. This is an ongoing process, and it's actually done very systematically. The problem that we've had in our rainforest on our planet has been either the local natives who are never taken care of and always financially very poor, trying to get farmland to plant. So they go in and they burn down the trees, great farmland. In this particular place, the government told him how much they wanted annually from him. Now, he's already been building roads and bridges and a facility and so on. And this country is very dangerous. The UN has to escort him into the country and out of the country. What's so interesting is that the country negotiated a number with him that he could live with, that was a realistic number that they would pay to the government. The World Bank came in and said, no, 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 you will pay 10 times that, which is more than they would actually make doing the logging. And my friend was at a dinner with the head of the World Bank for this particular part of the world, and he got drunk, not my friend, but the head of the World Bank, and proceeded to explain to him that they really didn't want him there, that major corporations in Europe and the United States were buying, actually renting hectares of forests for carbon credits that they could use against their corporations for going green so that they didn't have to do anything to change their manufacturing habits. They actually used the fact that they were holding rainforest and keeping it from being logged as carbon credits. It is a manipulation, to say the least. What happens in this kind of an experience, although, you know, as a naturalist, anybody listening would say, well, good, don't burn down the rain, you know, don't cut the rainforest. But the rainforests are being cut regardless. And this man from the World Bank said, look, just deal with the rebels who are running around with power saws and do your logging with them because they're cutting down the forests anyway. And then you just go ahead and do your logging with them. And this man said, I'm a man of integrity. I'm here to build a hospital. I'm here to build a town and schools. And they said, we don't want you. Not that way. You have to do it as a rebel or not at all. So what was very, very interesting here to me is, and the sad part is that the people of this country will not be employed. All the people that are employed by this man will lose their jobs. And they're starving. I mean, they have nothing. They've been controlled by warlords. The amount of mass murders that have occurred in this country are beyond anything that has ever been reported in any paper I know of. Possibly in Europe, but not here. Yeah, in Europe, but not here. It would stagger the mind. So it was just a very fascinating, and then, of course, the fact that the World Bank is actually controlled by the U.S., 99% controlled by the U.S. So it was quite a
What is the World Bank?
The World Bank was formed in order to finance third world countries and to help bring them up. And, of course, it became a vehicle from a political perspective that along with the financing came in private interests and, of course, politically American control as well in order to try to control politically what happens to emerging countries. So that kind of piggybacks in behind it.
That's like with their work with the rainforest, it's all about possession and dominance.
It is, well, in this particular instance where this is an emerging country, the goal should be to build the country up in order to employ people, to teach them how to farm, how to do things, how to become self-sufficient. And, of course, none of that's happening.
Right.
Instead, the land is being used by corporations to offset what they should be doing to bring their manufacturing operations green. And the law itself is, you know, it's a farce that you can get a carbon credit for doing that rather than changing your equipment in your manufacturing plants. It boggles the mind. It absolutely boggles the mind. And this particular client will probably take them on. He's making his decision. Actually, as we speak right now he's asleep, but tomorrow he will make his decision. And whether or not he takes on the World Bank and works with the government of the country to try to force the World Bank to change what they're doing. And he will do it out of principle. Okay, this is the interesting part of this. This will be a principled decision. This is a very wealthy man in his own right. It's not, you know, he's done well in his life. I won't say that he's filthy rich, but what he was doing and on his board of directors and everything, he brought in all the local people. It's a very sad situation to me. And it's very sad to him because he's concerned what's going to happen to the people. You know, that becomes a very big issue to him. In this country, he's already built hospitals and is doing everything he can to assist in many, many ways. But, you know, again, these changes that are happening, you know, bringing this kind of stuff to the fore. And from a global perspective, you know, I know that we're all dealing with our own issues around what we perceive as a financial crisis in this country. And certainly it's, you know, it's global. However, in a conversation I had this week, it was very interesting to me that although we're dealing with it, they are not dealing with it in the Middle East, they're not dealing with it in China, they are not dealing with it in lots of other places the way that we are. So, you know, in a way, the U.S. is kind of getting their own comeuppance from not us as people, but the way that the country has been run and the way that things have been done. So we are in the midst of a disintegration of the old and the building of the new. And it's going to take people who are very courageous to stay really focused, and because you will be all right. You really will be all right, but it's going to take a hell of a focus for everybody to stay really clear about what they're doing and creating. I mean, I'm seeing people who are creating new businesses and doing phenomenally well, looking for new ideas that come into them directly out of the universe and implement almost overnight. It's just amazing to me. These are not people with money. These are people with ideas. These are people with integrity. And so this is what we came here to do, to bring the new to replace what's disintegrating. It takes a lot of courage, folks, and this is the whole thing about the change tonight. I thought was so phenomenal. These two conversations I had really drove it home to me. And especially this is someone I love who is courageous enough to take on, and I have to tell you, taking on the World Bank is not something I would really put on my agenda for the day.
You bet.
Not in a million years. And yet, he is courageous enough to do it because he is that kind of person. A very principled person, and I have great respect for him. So I thought it was an interesting story to share.
It's excellent.
And I think it's important for us also to, you know, for those of you that are already, you know, going on your computer to BBC News, and, you know, it's actually available on some cable stations here in the United States, we really want to get a broader perspective on what's going on in the world and kind of keeping an eye out there. Not for the doom and gloom so much, except that know that the changes are coming now, and we're going to see them. We're in the midst of ascension, people, and it is, I mean, it's happening. I don't know, Veronica and I were laughing, Ronnie, you know, how different everything is feeling right now, and you had something else happen this week, and you were going to talk about the show, was it?
Well, yeah, I felt, I don't know if I should talk about it, but anyway, I was blocked from callers this week. Is that what we were going to talk about?
Yes.
Well, it was very strange because I do a show on Tuesdays, and I love to take callers. It's kind of my service that I want to do. Makes it a really interesting show because most of the callers are pretty, you know, strong on their path. And I got 6 emails from people who said that the lines are all busy, and BBS said they weren't. But I know that I was blocked somehow, so the question is, what's that all about, right?
Well, in our conversation, we're going to run into little glitches here and there, and I know that disappearing emails and people unable to get a hold of me via phone and so on, we are going to have some of these little glitches.
Well, and we keep hearing that the worlds are going to disappear from each other as the frequencies don't match anymore, and maybe that's just what's going on.
That's exactly what's going on. And, I mean, I don't know that that was the case with your show so much as some of the little glitches in that process certainly are.
And I told you yesterday I was in Canada going to visit my dad, and he said when I got to see him, he's an older gentleman now, quite a spry character, I got to see him and he said, I tried to phone you on your cell, but your line kept being busy. I stared at him and went, oh, no. You too.
Exactly. Yeah, communications can be a bit of a challenge right now. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know if some people are experiencing this, but I will see where I get no incoming emails, and then all of a sudden I get a huge chunk of email that comes in, which should be coming very quickly across the server without any problem whatsoever, and it's not. So it's almost like we're moving through bubbles where the connections are lost, and then we move into another one, and the connections are reestablished. So you may have been moving through one of those, Veronica.
Yeah, I figure maybe I'm teetering on being in a disappeared world. So, Jackie, you may not be able to talk to me in a week. I don't know.
Well, hopefully we're in the same world, darling.
I hope so, too. Yeah, we'll just see. I guess I should ring the bell because the team wants to come in, right?
Yeah, you should.
Do you like that?
I was going to say, did you just make that up or did that really happen?
I just imagined it.
Oh, God, you're good.
You bet.
Okay. Give me a minute here. All right. We are here. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Welcome, Veronica.
It's wonderful to hear from you again.
Well, we are thrilled to be here with all of you. All right. So you're on that, what did they say, fast train right now, and lots of changes and lots of discomfort. You're going to have some very interesting little experiences physiologically. Now, and physically also, and we know the channel was talking with you, Veronica, about the fact that she feels like she's kind of in this little bubble where she doesn't feel connected too much to the world, and that's actually intended right now, and so she's trying to figure out, you know, how to function. She had someone, which we thought was very humorous and very loving as well, by the way, a very advanced soul who is making her own device, electromagnetic frequency repelling device, and she asked her guides about making one for the channel or how the channel would proceed to get something even stronger than she's got. And her guides told her that there was no way that anything could be made to do that, and so she would have to put lots of plants in her healing room and still water, because the plants could handle the frequencies. It was very, very interesting. So we're sharing that with you because we would recommend for all of you to have lots of plants around, lots of water, lots of things to help you, and hopefully you're all wearing your little devices or have something similar. Some of you have found other kinds, but anything that deals with electromagnetic frequencies and helps set you in kind of a level of protection, you're going to find that this is going to become very sensitive to these things, to microwaves and microwave. And when we talk about microwaves, we're talking about the microwaves coming from big poles now, not just your microwave machines, all right, and your cell phones and all of these other kinds of devices, your portable phones, etc. So be aware now that you need to have lots of things in your presence that help ameliorate some of this. Now change, oh goodness, a lot of change for all of you. Now, we have one dear person that we love very, very much who doesn't really like change very much and has been thrust into change, and she has handled it beautifully, and we're very proud of her, very excited for her. And by mustering up her courage, finding her courage to walk through all of it, she found by staying in the now moment how things were moving so quickly, she couldn't react too much. But what was more wonderful is she saw how things came in to support her, and they changed moment for moment. One moment it was going to be this way, and the next moment it was going to be that way. And when it was all done, things were coming in so beautifully to support her. likewise with the channel's son. During the show last week, the channel's son was offered something very amazing in his life. Very amazing. Coming out of the blue, out of the blue. So you're all going to be making more and more connections. We want you to stay open, people, to all of this. Now, many of you sit and think, oh, I don't like the way my life is right now, and I'm afraid, and I don't know about my job or this or that. And we want to say to you, trust. Trust. That you will get the ideas, the nudges, the opportunities, the doors, as someone said in one of those things, the channel read, right place, right time. And you can only get there by staying in the now moment. The only way you're going to get there. A lot of little glitches along the way. Don't let them upset you. Don't go interfere with them. All right? Just move through them. Move through them. We know it's not easy, people. We know it's not easy. Patience is going to be a virtue through all of this. We want you to know this. We're laughing not at you, dear ones. We're laughing with you because you will laugh about it afterwards, we promise. Being patient will be helpful. For those of you who have strained relationships of any kind, be it with family members, lovers, friends, whatever they may be, allow them to be what they are. And just observe, just watch to see what happens. Things are changing. People are moving in and out of your life. You're going to see a lot more of this in the next couple of weeks. Next couple of weeks are going to be pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. Now, for many of you, everything that you have used to create security for you in your lives doesn't look the same anymore. Many of you had retirement accounts of some type. Some of you call them 401ks or whatever other names and numbers you use for them. They may not look real stable right now, or your homes don't have the value for what you paid for them, creating a huge deficit. What used to be your future retirement, you're now sitting in a home that you can't sell, even if you wanted to. This is where you have to allow the magic to come in, to trust that things will shift. Veronica, you were talking to the channel earlier about the world splitting apart. Yes, they are. They are. Hold the focus for what you desire. For what you desire. The channel's son said to her, you know, Mom, houses are selling for prices that make no sense. Foreclosures on this block and the next block over, something could sell by an owner for some phenomenal price, and he said it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. He's doing appraisals all over. And you see, that's really indicative, because when you think of the world splitting apart, because of the way you still function within your own brain process, you think of this very linearly. You think of it very concrete terms. You don't think of it as haphazard. That in this little plot of land it can be one thing, and that little plot of land can be another, and so on. So don't get caught up in, well, it comes down the middle of this street and then the world splits and they're over there. No. Not at all. But your realities are pulling apart. And they are. You're going to have to use discernment more and more now about who you spend time with. Being around people that are claiming doom and gloom is not for your highest good. And you're going to be fascinated as you really listen to people and what they are claiming for their lives. You can be inspiration to them and gently nudge them along. We think that would be wonderful. You wouldn't get into a fight over these things, but do know that you can be very encouraging. You're all healers, everyone. You're all bridges. And you can bring some hope and peace to everyone whose life you touch right now by the things that you focus on and say and do. You could be that living example. Now, Veronica.
Yes.
You had a meeting with a family member this week, wasn't it?
Yes, but yesterday I went and visited my family.
And how different was it for you this time?
Very, very different. And I felt like the difference was almost like my reality inside is different, you know?
It is.
And it was a really nice test. I also felt the affection and the love, all of that, but I didn't feel drawn in or, you know. We've worked together, you and I and Jackie, over that those issues, but I felt really separate from it.
Well, again, you see, your reality is becoming more solid for you, even though nothing is really solid, but you are becoming more solid.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. Loving self more, better with you, all right?
And there's a really odd feeling, too, is when you're not sort of carrying that whole lineage, you know, all that activity. There's not. It's just so different. I just felt like I was a very different person.
Well, you don't get the buzz, do you?
No.
All right, nobody can push the buttons because the buttons aren't there, are they?
No, and they're really, I hesitate to say, no, they're not there, because gosh knows, you know, but it sure felt like they were gone.
Well, here's the point. They don't have to push the buttons because the buttons really aren't there.
Mm.
They don't need to be there anymore because you are so solid. And because you don't have that subconscious fear that they will.
And I was more interested in them as people, sort of just interesting people.
Well, again, because you don't need the validation either, do you?
No. Mm-mm.
Because you're validating you. You're loving you. You're honoring and respecting you. Where you had spent a lifetime waiting for love.
Waiting for recognition.
And yes, and acceptance. Now that you've given it to you, you no longer need that.
Mm.
So that dynamic is completely gone. That's why the buttons are gone. You see? They're really not there. They're not there because you're not needing something out of it. Well, you really can look at them as people and be interested in them as people. Now, you're all going to be experiencing a lot of this, people with relatives. You're going to find it quite interesting, even children, parents, siblings. You're going to find it quite fascinating. That your ability to interact with them is going to be quite different. Now, some of them you're going to find or feel as though they are functioning in a different reality. And you will see probably less and less of them. It just won't be comfortable. The timing won't be there, whatever the circumstance. Now, we're not recommending that you turn your back on family members. That's not what we're saying to you. This will be a natural evolution. It's not going to be anything forced. It's not like you're going to wake up one day and say, that's it, closing the doors, they're out, take them out of the phone book. No, not at all. Not at all. This is ascension, people. This is the way it's going to happen. This is the way it's going to happen. Hearing from people out of the blue from the past, you will get those calls as well. Or hear about them from someone else. And suddenly they will come up on your screen, you know. Oh, I wonder how they're doing, how they're feeling. Totally different feelings for them than you may have had in the past. Even people that you may have been estranged from. and they find them coming back in, loving, wanting to be together, wanting to see you, wanting to connect. They're being guided to you, people, so please know that. Now, Veronica.
Yes.
All right.
I was just thinking about Obama, and how is he doing with all of this different realities and so on?
Well, at this point in time, he is very supported in just being organized, trying to move forward as many different things as possible, implementing the things of priority right now.
He certainly has brought in people of the different levels of consciousness and so on, different levels of power.
Absolutely. You'll notice also immediately moving forward with stem cell research.
Mm-hmm.
Very important for a lot of people with diseases who know that if this moves forward fast enough, it may save their lives and many, many, many others as well. But yes, he's moving forward the best way he can. Many people are not very happy. You're going to hear a lot of negative things. Obama sold out, he this or that. Please understand that there are certain things he has to do. Certain things he has to do to try to maintain some semblance of peace in this process. He cannot go into the counting house or into the temple and turn over the tables.
Mm.
All right? This is not the time to do that. There's too much at stake right now. Much as everyone would like to see him do that. The weeding out process will happen. But the scope of what he's undertaking is so big, so broad. We're not going to tell you that he's going to do it all perfectly either. We want you to understand this. He's going to do the absolute best that he can, bringing on the best people, as you said, Veronica, good advisors, the best that he can.
But he has representatives from all aspects of the administration, the power lords, doesn't he?
The what now?
Well, you know, I was thinking about the concurrent realities or the realities coming apart, and I was thinking that in his administration, I can't think of their names, but he's been bringing in many of the people that were sort of extreme right as well and in extreme power positions as well in his administration. So he's covered all the bases, you know, and I just keep wondering if things are going to split apart there as well.
Well, it will be interesting to observe, won't it?
It sure will.
Now, many of these people are actually going to kind of come around. They're going to realize that at this point, holding the hard right is not going to be the answer. It can't be. It can't be.
Melting the polarities.
Sorry?
Kind of melting the polarities.
Some of them will melt. Some of them will not. Some of them are going to hold fast. But he also has a very strong philosophy about keeping his enemies close.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's a great deal of wisdom in that. There's a great deal of wisdom in that. Much easier to watch what they're doing under your nose than when they're holed up someplace. So please understand there is a method to what he's doing. He's a very, very bright person. He is being guided. Under his guidance, a lot of things are going to happen when the time is right. Because of the financial situation of your country, a lot of things that could happen right now are not, because the American public is too stressed, too vulnerable for certain things to come out. They will, once things get back into a better balance, but this is a tremendous time of breaking down. Please understand that here is a man who wanted to become president at probably the worst time this country has ever been in. Now, this was his destiny. He is being guided on many, many, many levels. Many levels. But being president of the country. You will always be scrutinized. There are always going to be people that are going to say that it's bad or wrong, or that he's bad or wrong. And again, he will be the first down the road to admit the places where he may have made mistakes, made poor choices, even though at the time he thought they were the best choices that he could make. This would be true for anyone who would be in office at this time. He is doing the absolute best he can, trying to stay in integrity and still trying to keep some form, some semblance of balance without ripping the country apart any more than it already is. This is not an easy endeavor. A lot of people will be unhappy with some of the things that happen, but what's going to happen is, even with the foreclosures, he is bringing forward legislation and different things that will start easing the number of foreclosures so that there finally he stops the bleeding. Finally. And only when that happens will things start to turn around again. But he's having to plug up a lot of holes in a lot of different places to stop the bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Not an easy process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Veronica, do you have other questions?
Let's stay, if
we can, with what's going on now,
mm-hmm.
in terms of change and in terms of what's going on.
Well, I'd like to think there's a break apart in things like the global financial, you know, not just that it was in America, but the global, what did you call it, the World Bank. I'd love to think that there's a break apart in that, too, and a much more, generous and kind cohesion coming up to that.
Well, again, what you're going to see, and there's a very good possibility this time, that the United Nations, all right, will become a far more active arm in reaching out. The United Nations.
America doesn't usually go for the United Nations that well, though, does it?
Sorry?
America isn't always pro-United Nations, is it?
It has not been in the past, and it has really stopped them in many, many ways. But the UN will become far more active and have more power in terms of bringing forward new ideas and new ways of bringing peace. All right, their hands have been tied in many, many ways. What you're looking for is a changing in the balance of power on a global basis, isn't it?
Exactly.
All right. And that will happen, but it's going to, again, you have to have the pieces in place to start emerging as the old starts tearing down, don't you?
Yeah. I know we're almost done. It's just I was thinking also we're getting these great downloads of higher frequency and more loving energy coming through, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely.
No,
absolutely. You're going to feel these waves, people, where you wake up in the morning and feel this incredible sense of love. And we want to say to you that you are all being worked with here. All of you. Very loving. You all are. Try to stay in the love. We know it's very difficult right now because you feel so challenged. You may go for days and feel all right and get a challenge, get an old fear. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. Try to remember that. Try to remember that. That you are safe. You have guides around you. Talk to them. Ask for guidance. Ask for help. Meditate. We cannot recommend enough to meditate, to open up the lines of communication with your guides. And this is going to be imperative. We will do a show about this. We will help you start opening up those lines of communication even greater. Start meditating, people.
And we have to close.
All right. To all of you now, we send our total, complete, unconditional love. Again, if you call us in tonight, we are happy to come in and work with you. Subconscious, unconscious beliefs, we're still focusing there. And one thing that you want to create, and Veronica, tell us about your show again.
Yes, and next week I'm not sure who my guests are, but we just had Caroline Corey, and she's going to be coming back on soon. It's Paradigm Shifters. It's 5 o'clock next Tuesday, West Coast time, and my Radiance by Design is a call-in show, and if we can get the calls to actually come through, that's at 4 o'clock. Thank you.
All right. All right, everyone. Again, our unconditional love to each and every one of you. As we send these rays of love into each person's home through their computer, and to you, our dear Veronica, as well.
Thank you.
Know that you have more help than you can possibly imagine. You're not walking through this alone. Remember that. Please remember that. We love you, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.